Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
It's 8:15. We got a high of 77 today, low of 58 tonight. We do have a chance for some thunderstorms later on in the afternoon. That'll continue into the evening, and then tomorrow some more rain and thunderstorms going to be hitting us in a high of 68. So wet or warm?
I don't think it's going to rain.
I like it wet and warm.
I bet you $20 it ain't going to rain nor thunderstorm.
So? Nope. I think it will.
No?
Yeah? I bet you $30.
That's sweet radio money. I bet
you. That's sweet. I bet you $1,000. $1 million.
Oh, that's chump change.
That's chump change. Anyway, let's do your WTF. $1 million.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
We've all been in the drive-thru lane at our favorite fast food eateries. And sometimes it takes a little while. Sometimes the person in front of you is going slow, right?
Come on, Grandma.
You know, I know going in what I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have a general idea. Like if I'm in the mood for a chicken sandwich, I know what I'm going to go with.
But you wait in line. You know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
You know, and I can't stand the people that go up there and like, let's see. That's why they have the menu before the actual order spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hurry it up. Well, a 91-year-old guy named Johnny Douglas was at a McDonald's drive-thru in Richmond, Indiana on Monday. Richmond is on the Ohio border, about 70 miles east of Indianapolis. Not terribly far.
Shouldn't be driving anyway. He's 91.
Well, here's the thing. The guy in front of him was taking too long.
Oh. So it wasn't him.
So Johnny responded by pulling out a gun and firing a warning shot at him. The 91-year-old said, "You're taking too long."
Right. Pew! Boom.
Hurry it up. The guy in front of him was 39-year-old Philip Bailey. And apparently there was some drama leading up to it. Johnny yelled at him to get a move on. Then Philip yelled back and ended up throwing a drink. So that's when Johnny pulled the gun.
Oh, God.
Luckily, the bullet didn't hit anyone. Police showed up and arrested Johnny for criminal recklessness and pointing a loaded firearm at another person. And Philip is also facing charges for intimidation and disorderly conduct. So here's Philip.
The Mohawk.
And here's Johnny.
Oh, God. Yeah, he looks 91.
Yes, he looks 91. Sure. Can't even hold his head up.
You know, people don't mess around with their fast food. It's a very, you can feel it in the air when you're in that line.
We've gotten so impatient. If it takes longer, like if I'm ever told I need to pull up and wait, I'm like.
Do you ever feel like
you bastard.
Waiting in a fast food line and it's like a huge line, you're in the very back. Do you feel like cattle? I look at all these people, I'm like, I'm in a cattle line right now.
Yeah, I'm in a cattle line to get fed.
Right.
And also, I'm so lazy, I know it'd be faster to get out of my car, walk inside, but order it. Nope. I'm going to sit my fat ass in this car.
Right here.
And I'm just going to sweat and get angry because it's moving slow until I get my food.
When it like takes a half hour, there's always that like moment of silence. Like the person next to you, you don't say anything. And then all of a sudden,
God, it's taking long. Forever.
What is going on with this?
And then I'm going to drive recklessly with my knee while I shovel the fast food into my face on the way home. Because I can't wait the 5 minutes to get home to feed my fat face.
Right.
God, we're a horrible culture.
But damn it, you can drive good with a knee, can't you?
Yes, I can.
You know, I can win the Indianapolis 500 driving with a knee.
I can scroll through my phone, drive with my knee, and eat a burger at the same time. It's amazing.
Yeah, that guy.